Hello, women of power and spirit. This month, we're going to take a look at how to use the holding meditation when it feels as though everything is crashing all around you. And we're going to give ourselves a new definition of hope, what it means to rebuild from hope to reality. You can be sure when our ancestors went through times of uncertainty, and they did, they used their tools, whatever tools were available to them. And in the case of the grandmothers, we know they used the holding meditation. Why? Because they knew it would carry them through the midst of chaos when it looked as if nothing would ever be the same or as good as it once was. This meditation would help them find peace with their troubled emotions and be able to give them the resilience and strength and foresight and commitment to be able to create a new reality. Let's face it, you can't go backwards and fix anything. Well, you can spiritually, actually, you can fix a lot in time. That is true. And we're not going to go back, for example, in the midst of a COVID epidemic and erase the epidemic from our minds and consciousness right now. It exists here and now, and our world is upside down because of it. And blaming ourselves or others for what did get done or didn't get done doesn't help anything. The people who made the decisions they did used the foresight that they had. And no doubt every person coming through this has an opportunity to evaluate if they could have done things better and how we will do things better in the future. And it's not time to go full force forward into the future because nothing is clear yet. This is a pause in the storm. This is the time when we observe, we evaluate, we get clear before we take action. It's a time to determine what is truly important to you so you can direct your energy to preparation. And it is a time to cultivate hope. But I'm not talking about hope that is longing for something in the future someday, if we're lucky and we say our prayers right and we keep our intentions clear. I don't mean that kind of hope. I'm talking about the kind of hope that Mary Magdalene talked about and that I wrote down in my book, Sacred Feminine Awakening, Wisdom from Mary Magdalene on Healing the Self. Here she gives a whole new meaning to what hope can be and how we can, in this new definition of hope, rebuild from what we perceive to be hope in this moment to what is reality in the next moment. She defines hope as surrendering to God's love. Surrendering to God's love right now. She's not talking about some moment in the future. She's talking about right now, because when we are present to divine love in this very moment, we see our potential in a very different way. And we see what is important to us and what we want to build and create from a very clear vantage point. The prescription I chose for us to explore as part of this re-experiencing of hope, this way of moving through, right, moving through the uncertainty when things feel like they are crashing is this. It comes from January 3rd, 2018. Live as though it is the last chance you will ever have. You see, right now, somebody, all of us, consciousness, paused the game of life that we've been playing on this planet. Paused it for a while, a good while. And if during that pause we were to reflect on the game of life and this moment right now, and we thought, huh, what if this was the last chance or the great opportunity to experience what you came here to experience? In other words, if you could use this pause, this moment, and think of it as, what if this was like the big storm and everything is going to be different when the storm is over? How would I choose to live? Where would I put my attention? What would I tell myself I was going to absolutely experience while I am here on Earth? You would want every moment to have meaning, wouldn't you? Here's another way to think of it. You get caught in the middle of a tornado. Everything is whirling around you. You are in the center of the tornado, in the eye of the storm, and it is still. And that tornado is going to drop you down somewhere. And because we have a crystal ball, we know you are going to land safely. And after living through the eye of a tornado, you would have a very different sense about life, wouldn't you? It would feel like, oh my God, I've been given another chance at life. This might be the last chance I'll ever have, and I've got to use it. For what? What would come to you? What is it that would make every moment here on Earth have meaning for you? What qualities would become the focus of your life? More love, more meaningful interactions, time with those you care about, better relationships, more appreciation of what you have, greater service to others with the talents that you have. I guarantee you, it's bound in some way that you would relate to people, to the earth, to the divine. It will be in relationship. Why? Because when we talk with people, before they cross over, when they are talking about their last thoughts, the regrets that people have before they die are about the connections, the relationships, how they wish they had more time to be in those relationships with a quality and presence they now know is so important. If you were wise and you had a chance to reset, you would probably attend to the present moment with great care and consideration so that you could see the potential for those qualities of life when they arise. You would be very attentive to each and every moment. Because when the pause is over, when the tornado sets you down, you have a chance to rebuild your life with greater emphasis on what matters most to you. Think about how cities and towns rebuild after a storm. When we rebuild, we tend to do so with big visions of the improvements we would make. And then we set about rebuilding one step after another, consistent steps toward our new vision, or what we might call our goals. And when it comes to lifestyle changes, you might feel really adventurous. You might be ready for more than a step. You might be ready for a quantum leap. And that requires something a little spicier. It requires you maintain a clear, and I mean a crystal clear vision and feeling tone for what you are creating, and live it as if it is already happening. You've got to be a really great actor. You have got to live it as though it is happening now. Even with the current surroundings, even with the current people, even with the current attitudes and perceptions and behaviors, you establish a new and clear vision with its feeling tone for what you are creating, and you live that feeling tone now, that quality of relationship now, that can be a relationship, as I said earlier, to the divine, to the planet, to the relationships you have with people, to the plants, to the animals, to the things that you are creating and bringing into your life to support you. That can be a new home. That can be a new business. It can be many, many types of relationships. The key is to notice what relationship and what quality of relationship you want to create. The place in my own life where I've seen quantum leaps has been in regard to healing. These are individuals who had come to a very clear perspective about how they wanted to feel and what that feeling tone would be. And they called every ounce of their consciousness to that state of being. And when we have that kind of clear focus, a feeling tone for the quality that we want to experience, it becomes much more quickly. The key here is not to get caught up in the gloom and doom predictions. You can recognize them and even hold those fears and concerns to lessen the strength, the pain, and the anxiety for yourself and the people you care about. People you care about might be your immediate family. It might be the global family. But you can hold those fears and concerns with compassion. And at the same time, see and know there is a greater outcome available if you are willing to keep your sights set on that. Nurture that outcome every day. That you allow yourself to experience this reset on the planet, this huge pause that has occurred on the planet, to live in a new way with a new desired outcome, in the presence of true hope, which is surrendering to God's love for you, or as we might say, surrendering to divine love. And allowing yourself to experience just how much the divine loves you. What depth of love have you been holding at bay? Is it some form of relationship, a quality of relationship that you've held at bay for a lot of your life? Is it your prosperity? Have you held it out there, somewhere in the distance, somewhere in the future? Is it your health? Have you hoped that one of these days you would feel? What is it out there that you have held in the distance as though it cannot yet happen? Let me reframe that. Would you be willing to feel how much the divine loves you right now and wants for you what you came here to experience? A profound experience of beautiful relating, relationships that are satisfying, prosperity that is fulfilling, health that is invigorating. What is it that you came here to experience that always feels like it's off in the distance somewhere? And use this pause, this disruption of normal life to your benefit and that of others by living as though it is the last chance you'll ever have to live the quality of life you came here to experience. I invite you in our holding meditation to feel that quality inside you. If it has words, great. But most importantly, feel that quality of life and bring it with you into the holding meditation.